Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday, March I don't know what. Sources familiar with the matter have informed me that it is September 1st. As with most rumors, you can't always believe stuff you read on the internet, so I'm just going to leave that there for you to do with whatever you like.
As if it's September.
I know. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, as you may have heard, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Lol, September.
Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly. Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Of course. Brian does potentially have a surprise guest who may pop up later in the show, just so everyone's aware. But Charlotte, I'd like to start with you and something that happened just before we started recording today.
Yeah, so it looks like Apple and Google, as part of their COVID-19 exposure notifications project, have now creating an auto-generated software framework so to help states deploy their own contact tracing apps. So it's building on what we've had before and we've discussed on the show before, but it means public health authorities don't have to do the broad development work of launching a standalone app. They can just configure the framework to the specifics of their state's needs, but the basic framework is already there.
Okay.
Existing apps don't actually are not affected by it. And you can, you can launch, The Verge describe it as more involved apps in the future. It's apparently coming with iOS 13.7, which we can expect today, which is Tuesday, as you said, the 1st of September. Lol.
I'm not standing behind that, just so we're clear. Telling you that's what I've heard. So
13.7 is imminent. This is going to be the next stage of that. I think it's coming in Google in Android 6. Which suite did we decide Android 6
is,
was?
Marshmallow. So Marshmallow and higher. Marshmallow, which would be,
so you need that.
Because I went and looked, Marshmallow, Nougat, Oreo, and Pi. If you have one of those operating systems from 6 all the way up to 9, nice. Any one of those, this technology is going to be available to you.
Nice. So that's...
Wait, hold on. Android 10, isn't it? Aren't we on Android 10?
If we are, I didn't see it on the list. I we might we're... be.
Current Android version. It would be shocking. Yeah, it's 10.
Okay. And what's
so
10
it's from
called?
6 to 10 on Android. Yeah. But that's not coming on those devices until later this month.
Right.
It's going to be pushed out to Android devices, and it will work anyone from Marshmallow onwards. It's interesting. So just if we want to reflect on the statement from the two companies, again, we've sort of started taking this for granted, but this is a joint statement from Apple and Google working on a thing together.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't brush past that.
Which is still kind of, for me, the takeaway in every time one of these things happens is that the two of them have teamed up. So...
It was clearly not just for show. This is an ongoing body of work that's now been going on for, 4 months? Mm-hmm. 5 months? Yeah, since about April. So the statement says, as the next step in our work with public health authorities on exposure notifications, we are making it easier and faster for them to use exposure notification system without the need for them to build and maintain an app.
Mm-hmm.
Exposure Notifications Express provides another option for public health authorities to supplement their existing contact tracing operations with technology without compromising on the project's core tenets of, guess what Apple said in this statement? User privacy and
privacy?
Security.
What?
Excellent.
No.
So.
And Google said, lol.
Probably.
While we're discussing this, I want to tap on to something that's quite serious and I suspect could be a fallout from this. I've seen it a bit on social media, and obviously having written a book about fake news, this sets up all sorts of red flags for me. There's been people I've seen tweets and screenshots from Facebook and all sorts of things, people saying, oh, look, Apple is tracking you. Apple is following you because of this exposure, mm-hmm. exposure logging. It's tracking your medical record, whatever, that variations on that theme.
Sure.
That has certainly not been true until this point. Until this point, what the Apple and Google's exposure, when it said exposure notifications on your phone, it needed, as we've demonstrated in videos and things here at the Mac Observer, it needs an app from your state, from your local health authority to mm-hmm. work. It doesn't just do anything on its own.
Right.
This is obviously changing that a bit, but again, from what I've gathered in this kind of flurry of breaking news, it is collaborating with state health authorities.
You'd still need the app, though.
Right. It's now it's just two steps, because you would need to turn on the setting in the system settings in order for the framework to be sort of activated. And then you have to use that in conjunction with another app, because even if you turn it on, it's not going to do you any good until you have an app that goes with it.
That's correct. Yes. But obviously, this system is meant to make that process a bit easier.
Right. Right now, I think there are 6 states that have actual launched apps for any sort of contact tracing or exposure tracing that you can use. And for those playing along at home, that is 6 out of 50, 51 if you count Washington, D.C. So there's not a whole lot of this going on in the first place. It sounds like there are a number of places that this is going to accelerate the process of getting something available to people there who want it. But this is, again, 100% opt-in. And your operating system, whether it's iOS or Android, can literally do nothing until you both opt in and have one of these apps installed.
Yeah,
so if you don't want it to happen, don't install an app, move on with your life, and you're done.
That's certainly the case in the first place. I actually think, and I don't, and I'm digging into this, and I'm sure I'll write more about it as more becomes clear, but it is, from what I think, I think this might not require a state to need an app, and it certainly won't need an app in such, as they describe it, an involved way. Obviously, okay. The point of the data is that it goes to local state public health authorities.
Mm-hmm.
But they're obviously trying to make this a bit easier and build it in and so on.
Right.
But my reading of it was that the framework still needs to be turned into an app by a state before it actually does anything. Am I missing something on that, Charlotte?
No, this is what I'm trying to get to the bottom of, because that was always the case right at the beginning, and this is obviously trying to make this a bit simpler. But whichever way it is, it is not Apple and Google collecting your health data. That's the important thing to be about. Apple and Google don't particularly care if you have COVID-19 symptoms. They want to find a way to tell your local health authority that you have COVID-19 symptoms, mm-hmm. and or have been in touch with someone that has.
Got it. Thanks for getting to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
What you're still doing.
Yes. But
one thing I did like about this in reading. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, if you remember when we first talked about this, when the news first broke, once we'd got over the shock of Apple and Google playing nice.
Yes.
There was always meant to be a multi-stage process.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this was just the first bit. And the initial thing was a framework within the operating system to manage the logistics of the contract tracing, of the exposure tracing. It wasn't contact tracing, it was exposure tracing. So if your phone is in a place at the same time as another phone of a person you don't know, never met, whatever, and it turns out later that person tests positive for COVID-19 and they report that result with something, then you would get an alert that says it's possible you've been exposed. And that was it.
Yeah.
It wasn't. And maybe the date, I think, if I remember, and I may be remembering that badly, but it was something about, like, on this day, it's possible you were exposed. And that was, like, all the information you would get. So,
strict about what exposure meant in, mm-hmm. you know, less than 2 meters from someone.
Right.
For over 15 minutes, rounded mm-hmm. to the nearest 5 minutes. Like, as I say, I'm just I'm just rereading the story which broke on The Verge, and it says it was developed as an extension of the early exposure notification framework. The new system allows public health authorities to avoid the broader development work of launching a standalone app, simply configuring the basic framework to their state's needs. So that reads to me like you don't actually have to have an app itself. You can use this framework anyway.
The other thing about this that I liked, this is what I was going to bring up earlier, is the framework allows for interoperability between states. And the example they give is notifying someone using Virginia's app about exposures from the Maryland app user. So that would be fantastic. And part of the reason I'm excited about this is because I live right next to a state border. And there are still people commuting back and forth from here, from Oregon to Washington and Washington to Oregon. So if there were some sort of exposure happening, it's entirely possible that that would come in very handy. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, and Maryland, Nevada, Virginia, and DC have already committed to using this system. So yeah, it's worth keeping an eye on. It's worth not freaking out, I would say, when you see this stuff appear on your phone. And yeah, it's worth, and if you see people freaking out about it, I hope we've given you the facts, which to help them not freak out.
Yes, and we will have more information about this at macobserver.com. You can read about the earlier pieces of this at macobserver.com as well. And as we find out more about this, as some of these apps come out and we are either able to get a hold of them ourselves or get a hold of people we know who live in those areas where this sort of stuff is getting deployed, we can find out more about what's happening with those. And when we have more of that information, we will give it to you. As people know, we do Security Friday on this show pretty regularly. And part of that is making sure that you have all the information you need to make an informed decision. So you can find out more about 13.7 on our website later. You can find out more about the contact tracing. If you are a person who lives in one of the states where this is coming, I don't see it on my screen here. What were the states again, Charlotte? Maryland, here we go. Maryland, Nevada, Virginia.
Maryland, Nevada, Virginia, and D.C.
Washington, D.C. If you live in any of those places and you are looking forward to this, or if you already have something that you're using for a contact tracing or an exposure tracing system, where you live, we definitely want to hear about it. We would like to tell people about those. You can get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. And like I said, we definitely want to find out more about this because it certainly hasn't rolled out on any sort of national scale here in the U.S. And definitely, I want to find out more about how this works and what to do with it, because this is just more information to help make informed decisions about all kinds of things. And that's kind of what I'm into.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot. There's more information coming out. And yeah, check it out over at themacobserver.com.
Yeah, we will definitely have more information for you there as soon as we've got any of it. I do want to take a moment now and talk about Brian's been on mute most of the time. And I think we should probably tell people why Brian has been muted for a lot of the show. Brian has a new roommate, everybody.
I do. One Ichabod Ezekiel Cromwell.
Really?
Yellow lab. Yeah, really. Yellow lab pup. I picked him up over the weekend. It was a 4-day jaunt to Arizona and back. And that's why my voice is hammered. Because lots of singing and talking in the car.
Oh, I bet.
So, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. And yeah, I was on mute because the pupster was dealing with some separation anxiety. Good times here in the Chaffin household.
I'm sure. But that's very exciting. And, a positive note to leave the show on. Brent is a new puppy. You can expect, I think next week he's going to be your co-host on ACM.
I'm going to interview him on ACM. Oh, who's a cute puppy?
So if you want to find out who's a cute puppy and who's a good boy, you can tune into ACM.
And spoiler alert, neither of them are Brian.
Correct. This is correct. I will be posting photographs on my Instagram.
I am very happy to hear this. I have often joked about how the news should end with just pictures of like puppies frolicking in a field, or, you know, like the end of Sunday morning. I don't know, Brian, if you remember Sunday morning on like CBS with Charles Kuralt, and like of it would just be like a couple of minutes of nature. Like, I think that always that the news should end that way. And so we're going to end today with puppies. So just kind of sit and think about a wee baby golden lab. And it's a very adorable thought. And I'm just going to leave you with that today, because that's the end of the show. So that's going to do it for us. And I want to thank both of you for being here. Charlotte, thanks so much for coming by with the hard news.
Thank you. Yes, I'm sorry. My contribution is significantly less fun than puppies.
Brian, thanks for coming by with the soft, fluffy news of puppies.
Of course. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.